While we are standing, I want us to declare and continue with our declarations. Because through declarations, we are rearranging our year. Say this after me. Year 2026 will be marked with testimonies in my life. Say this after me.
Every limitation
imposed by the enemy shall crumble in Jesus' name. Say this again. The breaker
has gone ahead of me
to prepare the path. My path of victory. Put your hands together for that one. Your part of victory.
Micah chapter 2.
Verse 13. The Bible says. That the one who prays open will come up before them. He's already ahead of you. He's walking ahead of you. The breaker is walking ahead of you. The breaker. The Bible says, as he walks ahead of them, they will break out. They will pass through. I'm here to say to you, you are passing through 2026. You are passing through. I'd like them to pass through. The breaker is walking ahead of them. And they pass through. You will pass through.
In the name of Jesus.
1 second. There is 2 minutes left for us to make a joyful shout unto the Lord. As we receive this, I want the musicians to put themselves together. We will sing and run around, say no more than a conqueror through Christ. Get yourself ready.
Hallelujah.
When you are standing,
Hallelujah.
Get yourself ready. You will be declaring. If you are wounded, you will be shouting with the wound and say, I am more than the conqueror through Christ. Take us through.
Oh,
Jesus, Lord.
Rule has arrived. And the breaker is watching ahead of us. Leveling the mountains. Strengthening the crooked ways. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take your seats for a moment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You can take your seats.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We have entered. You know, did you know? You are older than
2026.
It has just been born. 5 minutes old. Then how old are you? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And that which was just born today cannot confuse my life. It was born today. And just to come with my faith. It has to come with my faith. It has to come with my promotion. It has to come with everything that
comes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
2026 has just arrived. Do you know when you were still here in 2026?
We are dealing with what you call now.
And 2026 was not there.
I mean, you called 2026.
Oh, yes.
2025. But there are just some
simple
things that
we need
to touch on. It is one thing for us to declare the new year as a year of dominion in the seven mountains of human
influence.
We will be dominating in all the seven mountains of human influence. In the mountain of religion, we will declare Christ. We will declare Christ. In the mountain of religion, we will be saying Christ is the rock.
Christ
is the pillar.
Christ
is everything. In the mountain of religion, in the mountain of education, we will declare that our children are for success, even through education, in the name of Jesus. The mountain of education, we take charge. We will dominate. In the name of Jesus. The mountain of religion. The mountain of education. We will dominate. In Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor. Are you ready to dominate? Are you ready to dominate? Are you ready to dominate? Are you ready to dominate in the family mountain? The family mountain, which is one mountain that the enemy enjoys shaking, we shall stand in the name of Jesus. We shall be strong. We shall occupy in the mountain of family. We will live godly life with no gender-based violence. And then we have got the mountain of the media. The media mountain, which is another mountain that the enemy is using, manipulating. And this media can be for good or for bad, but through the media, we children of God, we will glorify God.
Even
to the media, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we are the children of God to create content. Godly content in the media. The mountain of entertainment. There will be entertainment that gives glory to God. We are declaring to young people, as you entertain yourself, make sure that God is glorified in what you are doing. We will set godly principles. Let there be godly principles. Everywhere you entertain yourself, is God pleased with what I'm doing? If Jesus were to come as I entertain myself, will I be amongst those who will celebrate
his
coming? Then we have got the business mountain. We decree and declare, and let the businesses of Christians be run with integrity, honesty, and excellence. We decree
Prayers.
are fruitful.
You tell us that
we will bear fruit.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
Amen.
The prayers you have made.
Let me tell us what is it.
The prayers you have made.
Let me tell us what is it.
Will manifest
in
the name of Jesus.
In
this 2026, God is taking you, take me
now,
to our land of the wonders in the name of Jesus. If there is a land of scarcity, surely there must be a land of abundance. Life has got a way of balancing its
life.
If there is a land of poverty, there is also a land of richness. When the Lord Jehovah came to do a land of richness in Jesus. If there is a land of poverty, I say to you, you have overstayed your welcome. You have overstayed your welcome. Pick up your bed and go to the land which I will show you. God is leading you to a better land. To a better land. But what do I need to do? As you break to the new ground, forget the former things. Forget the failures of yesterday. Forget the pain of 2025. Bury it together with the year. What am I saying? Don't say I have come out of
2025.
And you came out with the problems of 2025. Don't allow the problems of
2025
to contaminate your land of abundance. Don't come with the sickness of 2025. God is saying, forget the former things. Isaiah 43, verse 19. The Bible says, behold, I will do a new thing. This new year, may you experience a new promotion in the name of Jesus. A new promotion in life. For his name to be glorified. One man presented a testimony. He says he was called for an interview. But when he was supposed to go for the interview, his wife got sick. In fact, his wife was pregnant. And then she started going to pain into labor pains. When this man was supposed to go for the interview, but then he decided, He left the wife and rushed for the interview. When he went for the interview, he rang the bell on the door. No one responded. And he became dejected. It means I have missed my chance. But he did not leave the place. He continued standing. And after some time, somebody came out of the house. In the company house. She came out of the company. And he said to him, we are sorry.
What is here?
For keeping you waiting. We heard the bell at 10 o'clock. We did not come to attend to you. Because we were busy in a meeting. But thank you for continuously waiting. And the man said, I've not been here. He said, no. We heard your bell. What happened? When he was not around the tent, the biker man carrying the mail, Even your personal limitation,
power.
And
the power. And the power. And
the
power. And
But he has given us the spirit of power.
And the
sound
mind.
And God
will the
I pray the soundness of
God. God.
In your life. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
You know the soundness of mind. The soundness of mind.
Your pillar with God.
Right decision.
Put away the good
decision.
Put away
the
people
in
life
in Jesus.
Life in Jesus.
Past failures will not restrict you. This time around. Bury them.
In 2025.
Do you know?
We are dealing.
If they ask you the date today,
never put what would you think
I this date.
In the Kinamo,
Besson, 2025.
And then you write 2025.
You are wrong.
When I don't win that.
So, in my case,
Elzabeniam,
I'm saying, devil,
Mrs. Satan,
no more with 2025.
Who that you want 2025?
In the pains of 2025. The sufferings of
2025.
For I'm in my land of abundance.
Mwabangi seven, ilami le
tikende.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Circumstances.
Opposition.
Nalokumelana nawo.
Even environmental factors.
Netitho letikhona nje dalweni.
Will not limit you.
In the name of Jesus.
It will not limit you.
In
the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And the Bible says,
the Bible
as I conclude,
tell you Peter,
when the children of Israel,
Israel
were going
Baham,
to Canaan,
by Canaan.
In the book of Joshua.
In what's in that Joshua?
The Bible says.
The Bible reads.
They got to the river Jordan.
But figure full of the Jordan.
And when they got there.
Now figure long fall.
The river.
Long fall.
Make them a carcass.
Hallelujah.
It was not easy to cross. It was not possible to cross. But the Bible says, the priests who were carrying the ark, they then moved forward. And they got to the river, to the bank of the river. And they allowed their feet to touch the water. And the water was divided. Right now, I divide
2025
for you to go, for you to walk, for you to proclaim your promotion, for you to progress in the name of Jesus. The man, the priest, with the ark, they touched the water.
And
the water made a wall. I would say between 2025
and 2026,
and the children of Israel, they walked on the dry ground in the name of Jesus. You will be stable. You will be grounded in the name of Jesus. I say this as a prophet of God. And if you receive it by faith, you will see it happening in your life. He said it, and the word said it, and I believed it. Now I'm carrying it.
2026
is younger than you.
2026
cannot detect what you do, but you will declare to 2026. Say 2026. Bring me joy, peace, and promotion in life. And that will be your portion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And this year, shame to your enemies.
Shake to your enemy. As we begin the year, know in your heart, I am a believer. I am a believer. I'm born again. And they that are born of God overcome the world. You shall overcome. You shall conquer. The Bible says, and the priests who were carrying the ark, they stood firm on the ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all Israel crossed on a dry ground. You are crossing over. I command sickness to leave you in the name of Jesus. Let it remain in the grave of 2025. Where they buried
2025,
they, your limitations are. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Believe in the word of God. Believe in his
prophets.
Descend the power of God.
Descend the
power of God.
Hallelujah.
See the power of
God.
The mantra of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
For this, how can I enjoy all that you are talking about? Because many things were declared over my life. But nothing has happened. I'm here to say to you, forget the past. Forget the past. In the name of Jesus. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. That new thing is your portion in the name of Jesus. What is no respecter of man? What he does for a believing heart. Can never be measured. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Did you know?
But what did
you? You have not only welcomed 2026.
When I welcomed 2026.
But you have welcomed 2026.
Get home, 2026.
With all the blessings of God.
And
with all the opportunities of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
It is well with you. And it shall remain well with you. It will be permanently well with you. In the name of Jesus. I salute God. Because I know when it declares a thing,
it's something that he's going to do. It's something that he has already done.
When he said to Moses,
Moses,
I've seen the cries of my people. I've seen their tears and I've heard. When he sent him, God had already delivered them in the spirit. But he was waiting for Pharaoh to let go. If 2025 was like a Pharaoh to you, I say Pharaoh, let the children of God go. Jesus' name. And when they came out of Egypt, they said, we want to go with all the wealth. Because where we are going, God might require of what we possess. The Bible says, the people of Egypt started to give them the children of
Israel,
even their own jewels. They gave it to them. 2025. I'm going all out with my blessings.
2026.
And I leave behind every limitation.
sickness and troubles, dejection and rejection, depression, I leave it with you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This year,
you
will never labor in vain.
This
year,
this
new
year,
we'll see a new you.
In the name of Jesus.
You are stepping
into
the new year with confidence. With confidence.
I'm in
2026. With confidence. Now be dismayed. For the Lord your God
will
be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. The enemy is a liar. He's saying he's only with you when you go to church. But I'm saying wherever you go, he is with you. Be not dismayed.
Let
us stand on our feet. Be not dismayed. Be not confused. Be not confused. The guidance of the Holy Spirit
is
available for you. Listen to the Holy Spirit. The soft voice of the Holy Spirit. Listen to that voice. Telling you. Have I not commanded you? Have I not commanded you? Have I not commanded you? I sent this message to my daughter who is in an assignment outside the country. As she's working somewhere, she sent me a message. And I just sent her this message. I said, have I not commanded
you?
Be strong and of good courage. Not just courage, but good courage. Good courage is productive courage. And I said, walk. In thy might. For the Lord is with you. And then Margaret Reverend came here and said, humble
man. Go with power.
Man shall give you.
Allow man
shall give you.
Go with the power, with the strength give you. Even to you I say the same. In the year 2026. Go with the power. Go with the strength. Go with the power.
As you step into the new year, step with boldness and confidence. As you step into the new year, fear not. Hold your peace. As you step into the new year, your faith shall produce supernatural
breakthrough.
Your faith shall produce supernatural breakthrough. And your obedience. And your obedience will be rewarded.
Hallelujah.
Let's close our eyes.
Hallelujah.
You know, every opportunity that will come your way this year, the Lord will align you with your opportunity in the name of Jesus. He will align you this year. Walk with the assurance of His presence. Assurance of His presence. Jesus' name. Maybe before I pray and declare, we are going to offer and give our offering unto God. You know, in the book of Psalm 66, last food the call.
In the Psalm 66, last food the call.
After the woman of God has preached on Psalm 71.
In the
scripture in the Psalm 66.
When
you go to verse 14.
Now
you have
verse 14.
Chapter
10. 14.
15. The Bible says, I will offer you
burnt offerings
of fat animals.
Yet you run and you could pay.
With the sweet aroma.
Yet you can pull a limb
now. I will offer bulls.
It will let I have bulls that you. Let the board.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This was David.
Saying
to the Lord.
This
is what I will do. Because you have allowed men to ride over my head. But after they rode over my head, you led me into the land of abundance. And in the land of abundance, I offer sacrifice.